It's 10 to 1. You're listening to Talk Back. Well, could Northern Ireland be about to see its first humanist wedding ceremony? Belfast model Laura LeCoul certainly hopes so. She's due to marry Leeds United and Republic of Ireland midfielder Eunan O'Kane next month, but is legally challenging the General Register Office decision to refuse to officially authorise the wedding ceremony, which is to be conducted by a celebrant from the British Humanist Association. Well, Laura won the first stage in the High Court battle yesterday, and she's with me now, along with Andrew Copson, who's Chief Executive of the British Humanist Association, and you're backing the case. Laura, just tell us a little bit about how all this happened. You wanted to have a humanist wedding. Why?
Because myself and Eunan are both humanists, so we want to have a marriage ceremony which is encompassing of who we are as individuals and how we go about life and our viewpoint on life. So obviously getting married and then finding out that it's not legally recognised in Northern Ireland, that's an issue for us naturally. So we want to do something about that for ourselves and other people in our position.
And when did you realise, how did you go about researching it, and when did you realise, oh, actually you would need to have, is it a civil ceremony that you would have to have as well?
Yes, we would need to do that as well for it to be legally recognised. And of course we want to avoid that. We want our ceremony itself to be legally recognised. I came about that because I'm an atheist and a humanist. I keep up to date with the news and things like that. I wasn't entirely sure of the status in Northern Ireland, but upon finding that out through research online, I knew you had to do something. And I have a close relationship with the Northern Ireland Humanist Association and Boyd Slater from that, and I'm a member of the British Humanist Association, so with their help.
So, Andrew, just explain to us, why is the situation different then? So, Scotland, it is recognised. In the Republic, it's recognised, but presumably not England and Wales and not Northern Ireland.
That's right. The only parts in these islands where humanist marriages are recognised as legal is Scotland, where it has been for about 10 or 11 years, and the Republic of Ireland, where it's been for about 3 or 4 years. And in both those countries, the numbers have been very high since they became legal.
And did they do the same thing? Did they take it to the High Court and challenge it?
Well, in Scotland, humanists simply approached the registrar and asked if they could be licensed to conduct legal marriages, and the registrar said yes. And in the Republic of Ireland, it was a bill through Parliament, so that was slightly different. So in Scotland, they did exactly what Laura actually tried to do a couple of months ago, went to the registrar, as we did here in Northern Ireland, and said, I'd like this ceremony. And the difference between Scotland and Ireland is that here in Northern Ireland, the registrar said no. Okay. And so now we've got to take that to court to get it turned around.
So, Laura, it's a bit of a tight time frame here. Just tell us, when is the wedding and when's the next hearing then?
22nd of June is the wedding, and the next hearing is the 26th of May, so not long.
So you're hoping. And why is it not changed in England then?
It got kicked into the long grass by the coalition government. There was a lot of politics involved at that stage. It's much more complicated in England, because in England, marriage law is premises-based. It's all around buildings and licences for buildings. In Northern Ireland and Scotland, the law is slightly different. And that's why it should be possible to bring legal recognition for humanist marriage much more easily in Northern Ireland than it would be, for example, in England and Wales. The system's much more like Scotland's, where it was done very easily.
And Laura, just tell us a little bit about the wedding. Where is it going to be, and who conducts it then, and what is this kind of format for the ceremony?
Well, it's going to be in Northern Ireland, of course. I'm not going to say where, just in case.
Okay.
Isabel Russo from the British Humanist Association, who is head of ceremonies, is going to be doing our ceremony. She's an amazing woman, so I'm happy about that. And we're going to have, hopefully, an intimate ceremony which holds all the values that we do as individuals, reflects us as people, as well as the love that we have for each other. So it's much more than just a legal declaration. You know, we want it to be personal to ourselves, and I don't know, we want our family to be part of that. We want it to be much more intimate and personal. So,
and what about your families? I see here that Eunan was a bit more religious perhaps than you were. So what was his view? What's his family's view? What's your family's view?
Well, my family, I'm a fierce atheist in my household anyway. So I converted my mum years ago. So they're all supportive of me anyway. Eunan, whenever we first met, he was mildly religious, I would say. But that was lack of exposure for him to any other sort of viewpoint. So upon us being together, he came around to my way of thinking.
I swear
I did not force him. No, but he sees it as an enlightenment moment, I suppose, where he's like, right, okay, that makes sense. And he would call himself a humanist now, and this is both what we want. And with his family, you know, they come from a Catholic background, they are Catholic, but at the end of the day, everyone's supportive because people just want you to be happy, don't they? So
yeah. And are you surprised, Andrew, that it hasn't been relaxed, just given how different it is now? I mean, obviously we're many years past not having to get married in a church, and several ceremonies are there, you know, civil partnerships are available. So, you know, does it surprise you that this aspect hasn't been relaxed? And are you confident? I mean, obviously you can't second guess the judge, but you know, are you confident that you will be successful?
I think that I hope very much that we'll be successful this time, but I think even if we're not, we'll be successful eventually, because religious people have the legal right to marry in a ceremony that reflects their beliefs, their most fundamental view of the world, and non-religious people only have the choice of a civil ceremony, which of course is accessible to everyone, and it's a good thing that we have civil marriage, but it isn't that bespoke, personalised ceremony that reflects the values of the couple involved, that they share with the celebrant, is built around them. And I think that people want that today, and so they'll demand it, and eventually they'll get it.
Yeah, and somebody's called in, what is a humanist marriage? Can you explain? So have we not explained that? You know, is there any other element to it? So I suppose it's not a kind of recognition in front of God that,
That's
you know,
right.
you're going to be man and wife. It's more
Well, as we were just hearing, the heart of it is that the ceremony is built around the couple involved. It's about their life, it's about their love for each other, and instead of, as you say, taking place in the sight of God, they're there for each other, and of course it takes place in the sight of their family, their friends, the people that they love the most. And they're very, I mean, I think they're the best weddings, of course. I have to say that.
Are they
but
that
it's
different,
true.
Though?
Yeah, they're incredibly different.
Okay.
Everyone who ever goes to one, I think, comes away saying that's the best wedding I've ever been to. Like humanist funerals as well, you know, people have very good experiences of those ceremonies too, and because they're uplifting, they're personalised, they're fresh, they're real, they hold a lot of meaning for everyone involved, and I think people come away from them energised actually, and it's a wonderful start to you know, a married life together, to know that you've taken the first step on it, you know, together with shared values in the face of all those people in a real way.
Yeah, and Laura, what do you see as the fundamental difference? I mean, do you write your own vows? Do you design the entire service? Do you pick music? I'm just wondering, what is the sort of fundamental difference for you compared to a church wedding or a more traditional wedding?
It's focused entirely on ourselves. So if you go to a religious ceremony, it is, there's a quite a hefty proportion of it is God focused, I suppose you could say, where I feel as though that it takes away from the individuals marrying. It's more so about the approval of God, doing it in front of God, what God's intentions are for a marriage, what the expectation is, what you should adhere to. Whereas a humanist wedding, as Andrew has said, that it is much more personal. It's about what we want, what's important to us, what we want from the marriage.
Do you have vows, or is that just something in the same sense?
We write our own. So, I mean, you can get a humanist, I mean, maybe Andrew can correct me here if I'm wrong, but you can get vows said for
you. But most people do their own because that's important.
Myself and Union are writing our own vows because we take each other seriously, and we want to have that romantic, intimate moment where we are properly engaged in our commitment to one another and what we are promising one another. So we're writing our own.
And what would be the difficulty in having a short civil ceremony? Why do you not want to do that? If that's it, I mean, presumably that is what you're going to have to do if you don't win your case, but why do you not want to do that?
Because it's a civil ceremony is an entirely secular ceremony, so it's not representative of the people and their viewpoint on life. So I want, just as any religious person has the right to have a marriage which is reflective of who they are and what they subscribe to, I want that the same for myself and Union, who have non-religious beliefs or viewpoints, values or lack of belief.
And you want that recognised in law then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, stay with us. We're going to chat a bit more about that after 1 o'clock. I'm very interested to hear your views on that. Have you been to a humanist wedding? Do you think it's fair enough, or do you think the civil ceremony wouldn't really take that much effort? But is it a principle? Let us know what you think. 03030 80 55 55.